This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's ongoing battle over reproductive rights and abortion is heating up once again. It's already a key issue in the state's U.S. Senate contest. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look.
A year ago, Planned Parenthood and its allies were making plans to expand the number of abortion clinics in Missouri. They were euphoric over a U.S. Supreme Court decision in a Texas case that appeared to strike down some longstanding Missouri restrictions as well. But now, backers of reproductive rights are once again on the defensive. They include Allison Dreith, executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri, an abortion rights group.
It routinely seems like one step forward, two step back. Every time we have one big victory, then something else comes down that we have to continue this fight.
Dreith is referring to a number of state and federal actions over the past year and the prospect of a more conservative Supreme Court. Last summer, then-Governor Eric Greitens called a special legislative session at the behest of abortion opponents concerned about the clinic expansions. Lawmakers approved more than a dozen new restrictions. Planned Parenthood did reopen its clinic in Columbia and added a new one in Kansas City, but it has put on hold plans to expand to Joplin and Springfield. The General Assembly and the Trump administration are now trying to cut off money that Planned Parenthood has received for decades for family planning services, such as birth control. New Governor Mike Parson has just signed a bill that bars Planned Parenthood from getting any state Medicaid money that had been used to provide health screenings and family planning services. That measure affects about 7,000 low-income women around the state. Abortion opponent Sam Lee, head of Campaign Life Missouri, is pleased.
As of right now, no Planned Parenthood agency in the state is getting reimbursed for Medicaid, and none of them are getting any reimbursement for the state family planning program.
Trump's administration is trying to do the same on the federal level. That would affect about 15,000 low-income Missourians served by Planned Parenthood. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, a Republican also running for the U.S. Senate, says he supports Trump's actions.
Wherever you fall on the issue of abortion, we ought to be able to agree that federal money, tax money, should not be subsidizing abortions.
Mary Kogut, head of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri, says that's always been the case.
Money from family planning never goes to support abortion. We've never violated our separation policies.
Kogut added that the local Planned Parenthood board is committed to serving the low-income patients affected by the funding cuts.
We don't know if we will get paid. We don't know if we won't get paid, but we plan on continuing to serve our patients.
The renewed focus on abortion already is spreading to the U.S. Senate race, where Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill says her views are no secret.
I'm confident that most Missourians know that I have a long record of supporting women's reproductive health freedoms.
Hawley, an abortion opponent, says he hopes the new Supreme Court justice will move the high court more to the right, which could prompt another look at the 1973 court decision legalizing abortion. Such a move could lead to Missouri barring all abortions. But Lee, the anti-abortion lobbyist, points to a number of states, including Iowa, where courts have ruled that their state constitutions protect access to abortion.
This debate is not going to end anytime soon. I mean, Roe versus Wade is not going to get overturned overnight. It's going to go back and forth in state legislatures and in the courts. I think this is going to continue for quite a few years.
I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.